Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
It's a lot. The final comments from Prince Harry today to his lawyers on how the past 2 days of evidence have made him feel. He finished up on the witness stand after telling the court that he once found a tracking device on the car belonging to his ex-girlfriend. Jack Royston is the chief royal correspondent for Newsweek and he joins us now. Jack, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. Can you tell us what exactly was Prince Harry questioned on today?
It was a lot to do with his ex-girlfriend, Chelsea Davey. So there were some kind of seemingly embarrassing details about a visit he made to a lap dancing club, all reported on at the time, but many years ago now. He took issue with the suggestion that he had a dance from a statuesque blonde who was very reminiscent of his ex-girlfriend, but did concede that the lap dancing visit happened. As you say, there was he suggested that a tracking... His team had found a tracking device on Chelsea Davey's car, that he felt had been placed there by a particular freelance journalist who he named in court. He also accused the Sunday Mirror of celebrating the demise of that relationship. They had run a headline which was "Hooray, Harry dumped," and he suggested this was kind of, you know, "Hooray, Harry dumped," whereas the Mirror Group's barrister suggested that he was being referred to as "Hooray, Harry" because there was a quote from a friend who said that she was tired of his "Hooray" lifestyle. So there was a lot of back and forth between him and the Mirror Group's barrister. He seemed a little more at ease and confident today than he did yesterday. I'm not necessarily sure that his evidence took his case any further forward today than it did yesterday, but he did seem to weather the storm a little better emotionally and psychologically, although obviously, as you said, he did have that moment at the very end, by which point his own lawyer was doing what's known as re-examination, just going back over a couple of details with him and kind of, you know, said, "How have you found this experience?" And he hung his head. There was a pause and then he said, "Yes, it's been a lot."
So that's the end of him in the witness box, is it, for the moment?
Yes, so this case is has about four claimants, and each of them gets given a little mini case, a mini trial within the broader trial. So Harry's trial is very close. Harry's mini trial is very close to the end now. They have a little left over with one witness for the Mirror Group, a journalist who Harry's lawyers are accusing of using unlawful means to get stories about him. So Harry's lawyer wants a few hours longer to question that journalist, and then Harry's mini trial will be over at some point tomorrow. But Harry is done. He then, you know, barring some completely unforeseen circumstances, they won't call him back to give any more evidence, and he is now completely free to go back to America or whatever he wants to do. He did stay on a little bit longer in court after his evidence had finished to see some of the cross-examination, so, you know, who's to say he won't be back tomorrow? I think it's possibly unlikely, but not impossible.
There was pretty strong pushback, wasn't there, from the Mirror Group lawyer for the group, saying stories have been obtained legitimately. There wasn't one item of evidence to show otherwise. They put it to him that there was no data records to support his claims of phone hacking.
Yes, the Mirror Group's lawyer has said this case is quite unusual compared to some of the others where there have been findings against the Mirror. In those cases, there was call data relating to the people who said they'd been hacked, you know, and they've said that there is zero call data suggesting any phone hacking of Harry's phone. The barrister has also been going through story after story after story, line by line, and saying, which specific part of this story do you imagine was obtained through phone hacking? So, you know, Harry will pick out a detail and he'll say, okay, so whose phone was hacked in order to get that information? And trying to force Harry to drill down into the detail. And this is where Harry's evidence has been under a huge amount of pressure. You know, he kind of says he can't remember, leaving a voice message for somebody or receiving a voice message containing that piece of information. And his line is, you know, there would be call data, but all of the evidence was destroyed. He's then asked, you know, how do you know that? What makes you say the evidence was all destroyed? And he says that his legal team told him so. So from the judge's point of view, being told it by your legal team does not make it true. You know, he needs Harry's evidence, and Harry's case needs Harry's evidence to point to unlawful information gathering.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes. Jack Royston, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that. We'll take a break.